May only the truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier.
Amen.
How precious memories are, especially the memories of loved ones who tell us stories that we never forget, who speak words that we carry around with us for the rest of our lives, like a blanket that we wrap around ourselves to comfort us when there is sorrow or pain or fear. It is especially poignant and profound when they are the last words of those that we love but see no more. When my father died, the last words that he heard were mine. The last words that he heard were, "I love you," as he faded off to sleep and faded out of this world. Those were probably the first words that my father heard. "I love you." And it occurred to me as I was writing this sermon, that's how God brackets our lives. An embrace that begins and ends and begins again with, "I love you." But it is the last words that we remember. I remember the last words I spoke to my father. And I remember the last words that my grandfather spoke to me. When I was 12 years old, my parents took me to see my grandfather, who was dying. I remember with some guilt that I fought them tooth and nail all the way to the hospital because I didn't want to go. I resisted making that fateful trip, partly because I was afraid. I'd never gone to see someone who was dying before, and I didn't know what to expect. But the main reason I didn't want to go was because I had never really felt close to my grandfather. I suppose intuitively, I knew that he loved me and that I loved him, but we never really connected. You see, he was gassed in the First World War, and as a result of losing one of his lungs, he was hooked up to an oxygen machine. So not only could we not bond by going for long walks or playing catch, but all those tubes and machines that surrounded him put a distance between us that I had never been able to overcome. And to top it all off, he was a man of few words, with a low, raspy voice. And that being the summer, coincidentally, that Star Wars had first come out, he seemed more like a benign Darth Vader. So the visit to the hospital that day was like a trip to the Death Star. So when we entered the palliative care unit, and I saw him lying there, surrounded by machines and stuck full of tubes, all I wanted to do was run away. I think he sensed my fear and apprehension, but still he beckoned me forward. And the first thing he did when I drew close enough was to put his hands on my face and then move them to my head. And then he did something I'll never forget. He prayed over me. And then, to my utter astonishment, he blessed me. And after I raised my head, he looked me in the eye, told me he loved me, and said, "I want you to remember that I will always be with you." The tension eased and the mood changed. I left the hospital that day feeling quite differently about our relationship. I never saw my grandfather again. All I had left of our relationship were his last words, a prayer, a blessing, and a promise. I tell that story because those last words allowed me to see my relationship with my grandfather in a new light. Those last words actually brought us close together, because through that prayer, in that blessing, and because of that promise, I lived with the assurance that his death and my own, when the time came, was not something to fear. I had the sense through his blessing that I was picking up the life of our family where he was leaving off. And I knew by his promise that there was a sense in which he would always be with me. That even though he was leaving this world, we would not be separated. That part of him would live on in and through me. On this last Sunday of Easter, we are called to make the journey with the disciples because we need to hear Jesus' last words. So this reading from Luke is the last time that we will hear Jesus speak directly to us as his disciples. What Jesus leaves us, the last words he speaks to us before he makes his way to the Father, what he most wants to leave with us is a prayer, a blessing, and a promise. And on this Sunday after Ascension, when Jesus has left this world and made his journey to the right hand of the Father, we come to realize that God was listening to Jesus' prayer. Because the gift of the Holy Spirit is God's response to Jesus' last words. For with the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost, we are given an assurance that Jesus' prayer is answered. God is living in us. His blessing is imparted, for we have been made holy by his crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. And his promise has been fulfilled, for with the Spirit among us, God is with us always. Those are lovely sentiments. And while they are true, I ask myself, what does that mean for us? Living in the midst of this protracted isolation, when the presence of God can often feel like absence, when, like the disciples, our gaze is often turned to the heavens in uncertainty, with "what next" painted on our anxious faces. I imagine that the ascension for the disciples must have felt like a 10-day eternity, despite the joy that Luke speaks of at the tail end of his gospel. What those moments between ascension and the arrival at Pentecost were like. So too for us, as a species, we are living a global "what next" moment. As a church, we are holding our breath, waiting for the Spirit to fill us with God's will for what the church will be on the other side of all this. Like the disciples, even though we know that God is with us, that Jesus will never abandon us, we await the fulfillment of Jesus' last words in our lives. We long to be clothed with power from on high, like a blanket to wrap ourselves in, to comfort us when there is sorrow or pain or fear. But that's not what Jesus' last words mean for us. Unlike the blessing, prayer, and promise that my grandfather left me, they are not meant merely to comfort us through the pain and loss of a loved one. They are so much more. The ascension is about Jesus raising our humanity and bringing us into the very heart of God's self, preparing the way for the Holy Spirit so that we might be disciples of Christ's mercy and compassion, of hope and joy to a world that is always hungering in every age, not just during a time of pandemic, though we distract ourselves to think that way. The world is always looking for a blessing, always anxious for a prayer, and always hoping for a promise that everything's going to be all right. That's the unspoken promise of the ascension. Everything is going to be all right. God has come among us, and through mucking about in the mire of our humanity, it turns out that he has fashioned us for glory. In the ascension, Jesus raised humanity to divinity. God has become our home. And we know this because in the ascension, in Jesus' last words, in a blessing, a promise, and a prayer, he has taken us there. Amen.